This is a Building Resilience Podcast, episode 197, Learning to Allow and Accept Anxiety Meditation. Welcome to Building Resilience, a podcast where theory, practical strategies, and inspiring stories show you how to unlock your best life. I'm your host, Leah Davidson. As a certified life coach, speech-language pathologist, and nervous system resilience expert, it is my mission to teach you how to be more resilient to life's adversities. I will show you how to manage your mind, befriend your nervous system, process your emotions, and even eliminate stress. It's time to do more than just survive. It's time to thrive. Let's get started. Welcome back to the Building Resilience Podcast. I am always so happy to have you here. A special welcome if you're a first-time listener, and even more special welcome if you've been along for the journey with me. So just a quick reminder before we dive in today, tomorrow, September 26th at 1 p.m., I'm offering a free class called It's Not Just Your Thoughts, It's Your Nervous System. Now, it's a class that I held back in March, and it was so well received that I'm doing it again. And at the end of the class, I will share with you about my monthly membership called Connections, as I'm opening the doors for people to join tomorrow, just for a few days, for you to join and get started in the month of October. Now, the Connections membership is a place for you to learn about your own personal nervous system, how to befriend it. You're going to learn tools and techniques. There's lots of opportunity to ask questions, to get coached, and there is an amazing community. We heal in community. We heal in connections. So this will be the last chance for you to join the membership this year. All the links are in the show notes, so make sure that you check them out. Now, today is going to be a bit different of an episode. I'm sharing with you a meditation I recorded a little while ago, and it's geared towards allowing and accepting anxiety. Now, that may seem a little bit weird, because why would we want to allow and accept anxiety? Don't we want to try to get rid of anxiety? It does seem counterintuitive, but what we resist persists. Now, anxiety is something that many people are struggling with these days. So it's something that many people are talking about. I know it's certainly something that we talk about in my programs, both my advanced training and in my membership. But anxiety, it's a nervous system response. It is found in Team Hyper, and it is an increase of energy in your body, often accompanied by thoughts that are also high in energy. So often there's a focus on worrying, or there's an obsessive quality, and it can be quite overwhelming and debilitating. It is both mind and body. And the key to learning how to address your anxiety, so to speak, is learning how to befriend your nervous system, learning how to accept and allow the feelings in your body, the thoughts that are racing around. So nervous system regulation, building up your zone of resilience, increasing your capacity for safety, increasing your capacity to feel all your feelings is really key. So you can think of anxiety almost like a stray dog that is following you around. Now, at first, you might want to run away from it and push it away, or even like yell at it to leave. However, the more you resist and try to avoid the dog, the more it's going to stick around, becoming more anxious, more agitated, and going after you persistently to get your attention. Now, what happens though if you take a different approach? Instead of trying to push the dog away or yell at the dog or get angry at the dog or ignore the dog or resist the dog, you sit down calmly, you just allow the dog to be there, and you acknowledge its presence. And over time, as you offer this kind of acceptance, the stray dog will likely start to relax as well, will feel safer, and will become less of a threat to you. You may find that the stray dog even lies down beside you, not because it's gone, but because it doesn't feel the need to demand your constant attention. So in this example, the context of anxiety, this stray dog obviously represents these anxious feelings and thoughts that arise. So just like befriending a stray dog, allowing and accepting anxiety can really help calm both your body and your mind. It is all about creating a sense of safety and trust within yourself, recognizing that anxiety is not your enemy, but it's often a misunderstood part of you that wants your attention and that needs compassion and that needs care. So I created this meditation to help you start to befriend anxiety. It is a tool that may be helpful, so I wanted to share it with you. It's a meditation that you can come back to over and over and over again. So I hope you enjoy it, and I will see you next time. Okay, so I'm gonna ask you all to just get in a comfortable position. And if you're feeling okay, you can just close your eyes if wherever you are, that's appropriate to do so. And I'm just gonna get you to, as you're sitting there, just relax into your body. Get you to take a nice deep breath in through the nose. And then slowly exhale, feeling your body relax as you let the air out. And you're gonna do that again, breathing in through the nose to a slow count. Hold for a second, and then slowly release, feeling the air as it exits your body, as it's exiting stress, helping you remove the pain. And then you're gonna do it one more time. Now breathe in some nice calm. And as you slowly exhale, imagining that you're starting to exhale some of that pain. Now what I want you to do is I want you to imagine that you're traveling to an area of your body that perhaps you feel extra tension or extra pain in. Maybe you're feeling it more intensely now, or maybe this is just the usual place where you have it. If it's an emotion that you're struggling with, I want you to travel to the area of the body where you usually feel the emotion. Maybe it's the chest, maybe it's the abdomen. And I want you to arrive at this location in your body and pretend like you are pulling up a chair and you're going to sit and observe what is happening in your body. I want you to look around and notice where the tension is, where the pain is, where the intensity is. And as you are observing it from a distance, I want you to describe what it is that you see. If there is a shape, if there's a size, is it something that is very focused? Can it expand? Is there a color, a texture that you can see? And you're just observing it. And as you're observing it, I also want you to just let it know that you're there, and you're there just to observe. You're not going to make any judgment on it. You're just wanting to get to know this pain or this tension or this stress. And as you're observing it, you decide that you're going to lean forward in your seat. You're going to reach out and you're going to see if you can touch it. You can touch this shape, if you can touch this pain or the sensation. What does it feel like? Is it hard? Is it soft? Is it malleable? Can you stretch it? Can you pull it apart like it's a sticky putty that can be stretched out thin and pulled back together? Are you able to feel a burning or a tingling? And as you're touching it, you can touch it gently, a little bit more forceful. You're just exploring it. You're taking it in. You can even see if there's a certain scent. And as you're observing it with your hands, the textures, the feeling, you're watching it, right, to really consider the sensation. What words would you use to describe the sensation to an alien that pulls up beside you and asks you, what are you doing? And you just share with them a description of what it is that you can see and feel. And as you're doing that, keep reminding that sensation and the pain. You're not there to judge and get rid of it. It's okay, the pain can stay there. And that the pain is safe, that emotion is safe, the tension is safe. You don't need it to leave. It's welcome to stay as long as it needs to. You're just here to get to know it. You can even have a conversation with it. Is the pain trying to send you a message? Is it trying to tell you something? Is it trying to get you to slow down? Is it trying to get you to relax? Is it trying to get you to let go? Does the pain move around? Are you able to push it around or move it around? Are you able to expand it so that it goes into other parts of your body to allow other parts of your body to support it? Are you able to think of it like it's just there, observing it, moving it, playing with it? It represents no danger whatsoever. It's not a threat. It's just a part that you're able to observe. And this pain and this tension and these strong emotions, it really is just your brain misinterpreting messages, because you really are safe and everything around it is safe. Your brain has just created a pathway of danger. And you're just letting that pathway of danger know that, no, it's not going to stay. I'm replacing this with safety. So you can sit back into your seat. You can thank the pain and the tension and the stress for being there, for letting you know that it wants to be taken care of. You can thank it for the messages, but let it know it doesn't have to leave, but it doesn't have to be there either. You can get up from your seat, and now you can travel back, come back to your breath, take in another breath in through the nose. And then upon exhalation, you want to be exhaling that pain and that stress and the pressure that you feel. Take another couple of breaths. Feel that your body's relaxed. Remind yourself you are safe. Completely relax your body in safety, that it's okay that at times there's going to be pain. You know how to observe it. You treat it with lightness. You give it love and compassion and safety. Do one more breath, and when you're ready, you can open your eyes.